Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, history. Made history over the weekend. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Aladdin. I never thought I'd say that on the radio again. Aladdin was the number one movie at the box office.
It was, and it surpassed all the estimates that they had for it. So they were guessing that it was going to rake in around $75 million. Well, it went to $112 million in just 4 days.
That's big.
Oh, yeah. You know, Disney execs are celebrating right now.
Who gets all the credit? Will Smith? You got to give him a lot of the credit?
I mean, yeah, because the main actors are not really
right.
well-known people. So and I would guess Will Smith, but also the fact that it's Aladdin.
Aladdin, yeah, the name recognition.
Yes.
But I see, like, at least as far as social media goes, man, all the people are talking about is Will Smith, the genie. That's all they're talking about.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it yet, and I did not want to go this weekend for that reason. I figured there was going to be a lot of people out there watching it. But I do want to see it. And it is because of Will Smith.
Yeah, I had a buddy that said that they loved every part except the Will Smith genie
really?
Part. And I said, well, you didn't like it? And he goes, I didn't like it. It's not that I didn't like it. It just, there was a creep factor. It was, they said it was like very strange. Like Will Smith was going out of his way to be very strange. And I'm like, I think that's the point though, right? Isn't it?
Well, yeah. And we're so used to Robin Williams being the voice of the genie.
It's
and
almost
that's,
impossible to,
yeah.
like, I almost feel bad for Will Smith. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
how do you?
Damned if you do, damned
right,
if you don't.
Right,
really.
It's just, all right, Aladdin, number one at the box office, over $100 million. I think this is the fifth biggest opening ever Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you're right. And Disney, they hold the record for the top spot for Memorial Day weekend. That was back in 2007 with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, there's no way this is better than Pirates of the Caribbean. There's no way.
No
the
way.
The remake of Aladdin, 0% chance.
No, Pirates of the Caribbean are just, they are in a league of their own.
Right, it's its own thing, absolutely.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know, this weather the last couple weeks has just been crazy. It's tornadoes that are, it just seems like every day there's like another city that's being pounded with tornadoes, the flooding. And then, of course, down here in the Tampa area, like, we haven't seen rain in forever. We're not going to forever.
Yeah.
Weather's been bananas. But I want to go back to this. This is unbelievable. So there's this weather, this TV station, right?
Yeah.
Well, they cut in because there's tornadoes about to hit their city. It happened to also be during one of the NBA playoff games. So they do the side-by-side split screen, okay?
So they keep the game up, and then they also give a live weather update.
Right. And it's the meteorologist, you know, and he even says, okay, you can enjoy the game on this side of the screen, but, you know, this is a very dangerous situation. We have to give you this information. We could save lives.
Tornadoes terrify me for this reason. I mean, it just happens in 2 seconds. It's
you don't
like
get
there's
noticed.
No warning.
Yeah, you don't get noticed.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. So you wouldn't believe it. People got angry at this guy. So he gets on the air and starts playing the complaint calls that they're getting. Listen to this.
We broke into programming with the tornado warning and allowed you to continue watching Game 7 on a split screen. But apparently that upset some of you.
I thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver vs. Portland because you have to show a tornado warning for over a half an hour.
Jeez.
We get it? This tornado has been on the TV for over 20 minutes, and I'm trying to watch the last 3 minutes, not on the BS split screen. This is BS. You guys are terrible at your job.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did.
That's crazy.
Good. I'm glad they didn't.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I give that guy so much credit for saying tonight, we
yes.
are, because usually 9 times out of 10.
It's 2019, so.
We apologize to our viewers. We're very sorry.
Yes.
That guy comes on and he's like, you know what? I'm going to play these complaint calls and I'm going to tell people what we're not going to do.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize yes. for what we did.
That's
I
absolutely
that.
Right.
That's great.
Can you believe these people took their time out? In the middle, I mean, it's a hurricane, it's tornadoes, and it's just crazy. And they took their time to go to call, and then they said some of them they couldn't even air because they were threatening the TV staff.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
This guy
to me.
Is trying to save your guys' life.
It's not like you can't see the game.
You still
on.
See the game. That's what I don't understand. And I think they could maybe have made the argument, because there was, I went back and checked the story, there was a confirmed tornado on the ground. They could have made the argument that they could have taken the game off altogether.
They could have.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That could have been there.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did.
Good.
I'm going to put that on my phone every time the boss calls us. That's going to be my voice, my outgoing. So when he gets my voicemail tonight, I am not going to apologize for what I did.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep fried.
at Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
Well, Carrie Underwood has posted a picture of herself crying on social media. But don't worry, everybody. It's a good cry.
Yeah, and it was from 14 years ago, to be exact. You know how those memories pop up on Facebook pages? Like, yep. This time, 4 years ago.
This is crazy. This is a mind trip right here.
14 years ago is when she won American Idol.
It's been...
Can you believe it's been that long?
Honestly, if you would have asked me, hey, how long do you think it's been since she won American Idol? I'd probably said, I don't know. What was that, like 7, 8, 9 years ago?
That's what I was thinking.
14 years ago.
Basically double what we thought.
That's when we were introduced to Carrie Underwood.
Unbelievable.
That is crazy. Friday night at the Rascal Flatts show, it was a great show. I think one of the coolest moments was Kelsey Ballerini showing up to support her husband, who was performing. And I got to tell you, she was like, not only did she come out and sing a song with them, but she also sat on the side stage, like with all the sound equipment and everything, and just kind of rocked out while Morgan Evans was singing.
Number one fan, hands down. She was singing along to every single lyric, and she stayed out the whole entire time he was performing. It was adorable.
Morgan Evans is a lucky dude. He's a pretty lucky dude. Kelsey Ballerini on the team.
His accent, oh my gosh.
All right, now,
I was just like, wow. There's
another Morgan real quick. Morgan Wallen talking about how his mullet has like become a thing. It's part of his thing. Talks about how he got it.
I started doing it because I was looking at my mom and dad's photo album, and then whenever they got married, my dad had a mullet. I thought he looked good, so I figured maybe I can do it too. But now it's like part of my brand, kind of, you know, it's like a thing. So
Morgan Wallen on brand with his mullet. That's his thing now, man.
Oh, man. Have you ever rocked a mullet?
No, I couldn't do that. No.
Why? Your hair just doesn't grow that long?
Well, no, I think my hair could maybe grow that long, but I don't know that. I don't think it's not my brand.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It's
Got
just,
it.
Yeah. It's not me. It's not me.
All right.
I don't think my wife would like it either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But there's Morgan Wallen and his mullet.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
But this woman in Hawaii, this is crazy. I mean, 17 days in a forest and then she gets rescued.
Unbelievable. I mean, when it's been that much time, you think, okay, is there any way that they could find this woman alive? So when I saw this on the news yesterday, I mean, I was so happy to find out that they had found her and she was alive.
Here's the other thing. She had fractured her leg. She had no shoes. She was losing an incredible amount of weight. They said that she was eating berries and moths to live. Just before you complain about anything today, you know, I mean, it's like, this is a good lesson for all of us. Before you complain about anything today, think about this woman 2 weeks in a forest in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And she ate berries and moths. She had a broken leg and no shoes and wasn't sure she was ever going to be found.
Yeah. She said she just kept telling herself the only option was, okay, I either give up and die or I just keep going. It all happened because, too, she said that she had a gut instinct that her car was a certain direction and she couldn't really remember and figure out where she was. So she just kept going towards where she thought her car was.
Yeah.
Only to find out that she was going deeper and deeper into the jungle.
You don't realize, I saw a documentary on this once. It was absolutely crazy. Humans by nature, like, we lean to the right a little bit. And so when you walk, you think you're walking in a straight line, but you're actually going to the right. So that's what people start walking in circles. Like, you start going crazy.
Really?
But you don't realize you're doing it.
My
God. You think you're going straight, but you start going in a circle and you never really go anywhere. And it's nuts. But she lost 15 pounds. And she said that, like, she was scared to drink the water because she didn't know if there was parasites or something.
Of course.
She would only drink it if it was crystal, crystal clear. And she's just walking around aimlessly for 17 days. And then one day she looked up and there was a helicopter right above her. She said she had no idea what was going on. She thought it was a dream. Because after 17 days,
right,
you know,
you're delusional.
It's just unbelievable.
And so you see a helicopter and she said she just broke down and started crying.
Oh, man. I got to be honest with you. When I saw the story over the weekend, a couple days before she was found, I was like, this isn't going to end well. I think the time I saw the story was 14 days. I was like, this isn't going to end well.
Right,
14 days? Like, and then they found her. Unbelievable story. Unbelievable story.
Yeah, such a happy ending.
Yeah, before you complain about anything today, just think about what that lady just went through.
She was catching moths to survive.
And she said she just had to keep going and going and not give up. Great story. Great ending. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Are y'all ready for Category 5 karaoke?
I mean, I got my goggles on, so yes.
Kevin has brought in his leaf blower. This is a man's machine right here. I absolutely love this machine. And what's the output here, Kevin? This thing blows
250 miles per hour.
Okay, that's way beyond a Category 5 hurricane. Now listen, Here's why we're doing this, everybody. This is a lot. First off, it's a lot of fun. Okay, we're going to blow.
Yeah, when you're not the one doing it.
You may want to hit the like button on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page because you're going to see a video. We've got Category 5 winds. They're going to be blowing and all, like, Melanie's in the middle of the storm, okay? Plus, she's going to be singing a very popular country music song while this is happening.
Yep.
It's Category 5 karaoke, but the storm season kicks off this week, okay? It's official. So
yeah, June 1st. Yeah.
June 1st, right? So it's this week. So what we're trying to tell you is you got to get ready, generators, hurricane prep and everything.
Batteries, flashlights, yeah, the whole shebang.
So we're doing this all week, though, really, so people can understand. Irma, man, that
was a rough time.
Wasn't that long ago, everybody. This can happen, man. This can happen. 8 days without power, I'll never forget. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're going to do this. Let's do it next. We'll play Sam Hunt, and then we'll do it. Melanie's got her safety goggles on.
I do.
She needs them.
I feel like I'm back in lab class in high school where they're like, okay, here we go. We're going to dissect a frog, and you got to put these goggles on.
About to fire up the Bunsen burner?
Yeah.
All right. Category 5 karaoke is next, and your shot to win a prize, $50 gift card, Tropical Smoothie. If you can guess what she's singing, we'll do it next. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Category 5 karaoke. Hurricane season officially kicks off this Friday, and tax-free will be going on all weekend long. So generators, batteries, everything for prepping.
Time to stock up.
Got to. And so we do Category 5 karaoke every year. It's kind of a fun way to remind you that you can't forget to do this.
Super fun when you have a leaf blower aimed at your face right now.
So Kevin's got this leaf blower. He's brought it in. It has speeds well over 200 miles an hour.
Back up a little. He's like very...
It won't matter.
You're
so
close to my face.
Is that what you're going to tell the hurricane when it comes? Just back up, Irma. Get off our coast.
That's exactly what I'm going to say.
It won't work. You got to be ready.
He has this look on his face like he cannot wait to blow me with this hurricane, this leaf blower.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Kevin's going to fire this puppy up, and then Melanie's going to start singing a song. We'll be looking for the ninth caller as soon as you know what song she's singing, what karaoke song. Call us, $50 gift card, Tropical Smoothie.
Is it too late for me to choose another career path? What do you think?
This game is also called This Is How We Pay Our Mortgage. So just remember that. This is how we pay our bills. Are you ready?
I mean, the answer is no, but yeah, let's just do it.
Mark and Melanie Facebook page for all the video the second it's finished. Kevin, you want to fire
back
that
up a little bit, Kevin?
Worried about this.
He's like,
now, hey, real quick, does this go right to Category 5 or do you step it up?
Right away?
My goodness, that's unheard of. That is unheard of. All right, the tropics are hot. They're hot. They're ready to go. Kevin, let's start this thing. Are you ready, Melanie?
Oh, my gosh.
Melanie, give us a 3, 2, 1.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Awesome. All right.
800-992. Oh my gosh, that's cold.
1099.
My face is cold.
Your face is. I think you need to blow your nose.
I do. My nose started to run.
Blow her nose.
I do.
All right. What song is that? Category 5 karaoke, 800-992-1099. Listen.
Wow, that was one way to wake up.
You just weathered a Category 5 hurricane. What was it like? I mean.
It was intense there. It was touch and go for a moment.
You were at the depths of hell, and you were able to come back. You rose from the ashes.
Yeah. You know what? It's worth it because someone's getting a $50 gift card to Tropical Smoothie.
All right. Call us now, 800-992-1099. Get her a Kleenex, too. It's nasty. You got to blow your nose.
Well, the wind, I mean, it was going right up my nose.
We understand. It's terrible. Glad you survived, though.
Thank you.
Chase Rice is on 99.5 QIK.
We've been to both Carolinas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, Melanie just did Category 5 karaoke.
I did.
Kevin's leaf blower over 250 miles. Would you say 250 miles an hour, Kevin?
That is correct.
Right in your face.
My face is still really cold because the air conditioning is right here. So all of the air from the air conditioning was going into his leaf blower and straight in my face.
You don't want to mess with Category 5.
No.
Y'all, storm season starts this Saturday, okay, officially this Saturday. So get ready. You're getting the tax-free break starting Friday and then going to June 6th. So that's you got to take advantage of that. That's why we're doing this. What song was Melanie singing during this Category 5? It's Cat 5 Karaoke. Let's talk to Hannah. Hey, Hannah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Have you ever been in a Category 5 hurricane?
I don't know. Was Irma Category 5?
At one point,
wasn't when it hit here. Yes, but yes
at one
was.
Point. She was a mean woman at one point.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, so this Friday, storm season, well, it starts Saturday, but what song was Melanie singing?
She was singing Hurricane by Luke Combs.
That is correct. Yay! I got to tell you, I think she was doing a great job. I mean,
oh, well, thank you.
No, I thought it sounded really good. It's hard to perform karaoke in the middle of a Category 5 hurricane. And I thought you did.
It was hard to hear the music, believe it or not, when a Category 5 is hitting you in the face.
I understand. Did you get your Kleenex yet?
No, I couldn't find any in the studio. I've just been wiping it on my shirt.
Oh, my God. Who are you, my five-year-old?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I am.
I'm wiping it on my shirt.
By the way, you know I was using a five-year-old's goggles?
That
he
what?
Got these that's from his
safety
little,
goggles.
His kid's playset.
Listen, I couldn't find anything else, so that's had to do. It worked.
We're all about safety here. I mean,
it did work, but they were a little snug. I'm like, why? Do I have a big head? No, because they're for a five-year-old.
Aside from doing karaoke in the middle of a Category 5 storm, we're all about safety here. Hannah, congratulations. Got that $50 gift card to Tropical Smoothie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep. Hang on a second.
Lunch is on Hannah.
Start prepping, Hannah. Tell all your friends, all right? Start prepping.
Yes, I will.
Yep. You don't want to miss out on the tax-free. I think that's a big deal, man. I mean, save that 7.5%. Take advantage of that.
Especially you. 5 kids.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Don't remind me. I know. All right. More Category 5 karaoke tomorrow morning, 7:10 on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Runaway June. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, was this wrong or fun? Wrong or fun?
Uh-oh.
You can text this 800-992-1099. Was this wrong or fun?
It's coming from you. It's probably wrong.
Sunday night, my neighbors have a little party, okay?
Okay.
And we're over there, and there's a boxing match on ESPN. And one of their buddies is over there. JT is his name. You actually met JT before after the Rays game. You met JT.
Well, I met a version of JT. I don't know that JT was actually there, but...
Right. He was having an out-of-body experience.
Yeah,
well,
he was.
That JT showed up at the party, okay?
Oh, my gosh. And this is keto JT who decided to start drinking, right?
Right.
But he's on keto, so he doesn't have enough carbs in his
system.
He
never eats.
And,
yeah, they drink too much. All right, so there's this boxing match on, and I see that JT's really into this boxing match. What he didn't realize is the boxing match was actually a replay from the night before.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, huh, I see an opportunity maybe to make some money. And I said,
Mark.
JT, who do you think is going to win the fight? And he goes, Red Trunks. And I knew that Blue Trunks won from the night before.
Yeah.
And I went, I don't know, man. I was like, Blue Trunks, he's scary. No, he's looking at his stamina and everything. I said, I got $50 on Blue Trunks. He goes, I'll take that all day.
Yes.
You did not take his money.
Here's the thing.
Come on.
He bet me he only had $5 in his pocket, so I did take the $5. So, but I did take the $5, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't 50, but...
He was crushed when Red Trunks lost. Crushed.
Really? For $5?
He was... Well, I just think first off, it didn't matter. It was an old fight. But yeah, he was crushed because he thought he knew... Like, as they're boxing, he's shadow boxing, like trying to get his guy to do what he's doing, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, first off, this fight was yesterday. Second off, nobody's taking advice from you through the TV screen.
Great.
It was unbelievable. So then somebody at the party goes, dude, that was really rude. And I'm going, wait a minute.
Someone said that to you?
Yeah. And I said, you guys have been been sitting here laughing for the last six rounds, and now it's rude. And they're like, well, the more I thought about it, it was rude. I said, well, just stop thinking about it then. I mean, it's fine.
This doesn't concern you.
Yeah, don't think about it anymore. It's fine. Like,
so at some point, are you going to tell him, hey, buddy, that was an old match?
No, because I think next Sunday I'm going to be like, hey, JT, the Indianapolis 500s, they're going green in about 20 minutes. And I was wondering if you'd like to put some money.
You're terrible.
This is like, I know, this is my new way to make money. It's called Be Friends with JT. It's my new way to make money. Was this wrong or fun? Text us now. 800-992-1099. All right, was it wrong or fun? 99.5 QIK. So my buddy comes over to my other buddy's house. We're watching a boxing match on Sunday, having a little Memorial Day weekend party, okay? And the boxing match was a replay from the night before. Well, my buddy's buddy didn't know that. So I decided to offer a bet on the bout, and I won. Because I watched it the night before.
Yeah, of course, because you know the outcome.
Wrong or fun? 800-992-1099. People are texting in. So far, it looks like 100% believe this was fun.
Yes, everybody was on your side. Now, I think $50, it would have not been funny. It would have been just mean. But since it ended up only being $5, because that's what he had on him, people are saying, for $5, it's $5. It's just for fun. It's fun. People have no sense of humor anymore. Just buy the guy a beer next time. And also, it sounds like he needs to get his crap together.
That's the last thing that guy needs is a beer. Let me just tell you. That's the last thing he needs.
He had enough.
Yeah.
And then another person said, this is genius. You should see if you can do it again.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm wondering if there's like a thing where I can go and set up all of these sports, you know, just games and matches and everything. And they're all old, right?
Yeah, but at some point, I'm pretty sure it's illegal. I mean, you can do it to your buddy, but I don't think you can go take people's money.
I don't know if it's illegal because I don't know. There's something there. This is like the Ponzi scheme of sports, isn't it? This is like a sports Ponzi where you bet on stuff that's already happened, but people don't know about it. Just amazing.
Hey, I heard the Kentucky Derby's coming up.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I bet there's going to be a crazy ending.
No! Yes. Bet you 100. Bet you 100, yeah.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5
QIK. It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
All right, here we go. Four tickets to explore the all-new Sesame Street Land only at SeaWorld Orlando. This is an awesome, awesome prize. Brandon and James are contestants this morning. Brandon, you were the ninth caller, so you know what that means, man. You get to go first. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, James, you'll then have 5 seconds to name one thing also in that category. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. You got it?
Yep. Yes.
All right, Brandon. 5 seconds is on the clock. Your category is, it's National Hamburger Day.
Yeah.
Name all things associated with a hamburger. Go.
Cheese. Pickles. Buns. Mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, relish, bacon, onions. Oh!
5 seconds is up.
Oh, man, no one went the healthy route. Like, where's the lettuce and the onions? And
I had all the temperatures ready.
Yeah, see,
the temperatures.
I was thinking of Jimmy Buffett's song, Cheeseburger in Paradise, because he named
like
some
mine with lettuce and tomatoes,
Heinz 57 and French fries,
potatoes.
Big kosher pickle and a cold draft.
Yes.
I mean, I was just going to go and go and go and go. So, Brandon, congratulations, brother. You got these tickets, 4 tickets to explore the all-new Sesame Street Land at SeaWorld Orlando.
Awesome, thank you.
We got it, buddy. Hang on a second. Why do we bring up cheeseburgers now?
Why, are you hungry?
Oh, my gosh. We started doing this song. This is the clip of the song. That's 4.
Big kosher pickle.
5.
And a cold draft beer.
6.
Good God Almighty, which way do I steer from my
Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
That song had 6 names that had to do anything to do with right there. You had 6
all they
things.
Had to do was sing that song and they could have won.
This was going on in my head, but my gosh, doesn't it sound good? With a big kosher pickle, cold draft beer.
Well, we know where you're going after the show today.
What do you mean after? Am I leaving 10 minutes?
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
well,
wait,
I'll just hold it down
here. You do what you got to do. My goodness. Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L., what happens in a small town. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Dirk's living. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Hey, hopefully y'all going to the Rays game tonight as the Rays pull closer and closer to first place.
Yeah.
Trying to catch those Yankees two games out.
Stankies.
Melanie, throw that out there tonight when you're hosting the Rays game. Melanie's doing the in-game entertainment tonight for the Rays. She'll be all over the Jumbotron for nine innings of entertainment.
Doing a little guest hosting. It's going to be fun. So, you know how they do the cap shuffle and stuff? You have to guess where the ball is under the hats. I'll be hosting that. I'll be meeting the fans in the stands. So, it'll be great.
So, if you were thinking about something to do tonight, I know, you know, as schools are winding down, I know in Pinellas, they got a half day tomorrow, and that's it. So maybe you're looking for something fun to do here on the last night of school tomorrow. Honestly, some kids aren't even going for that half day.
Oh, really? So, you get to decide?
I mean,
it's just the last day of school.
I don't know that you get to decide, but what's going to happen the half day? I mean, I think it's a lot of like friends just saying goodbye to each other. So
that's exactly why I'd want to go.
Right. But some kids are just like, yeah, whatever. I don't want to go. But maybe take the kids out to the game tonight. You can see Melanie in the Jumbotron.
Yes, and, say hi.
Yeah, go out and see Melanie tonight.
I'd love to see you.
And like I said, Ray's getting closer and closer. Two games out, chasing down the Yankees for first place in the AL East. So this is going to get down. Man, I tell you, I told someone the other day, why couldn't the Rays be in the World Series? Why,
I mean, they could.
Why not? Just tell me why not. And people just look at me. I'm like, why not? And they're hungry.
They could be. They're having a heck of a season, that's for sure.
They're just winning baseball games, man. All right, Melanie tonight hosting the Rays game. See y'all out there.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Have you seen all these tornadoes? I mean, it's just crazy. There's 5 million people without power right now in Ohio because of these tornadoes. This has been going on for a week and a half. These storms just popping up all over the Midwest and the Southeast. 99.5 QIK. This TV station, I can't believe this. So it was the NBA. It was game seven, okay, of the finals to get into the finals. And they're playing game seven, okay? Yeah. Well, tornadoes start to run through their city. So they do a split screen. Half the screen is the NBA game. The other half of the screen is the meteorologist, I don't know, giving you life-saving information.
Yeah, I've seen this happen here before during hurricanes. It's just like, beep, 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 sorry, we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming.
But we're trying to save your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're trying to save your life, and you can protect yourself, protect your property, the whole thing. Well, this weather forecaster does it, and at the end of it, the tornadoes had wound down. They'd already gone through. He gets on the air and starts playing the complaint calls they were getting because he was talking about the tornadoes during the basketball game.
People were not happy.
This is crazy. Listen to this.
We broke into programming with the tornado warning and allowed you to continue watching Game 7 on a split screen. But apparently, that upset some of you.
I thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver versus Portland because you have to show a tornado warning for over a half an hour.
We get it. This tornado has been on the TV for over 20 minutes, and I'm trying to watch the last 3 minutes, not on the BS split screen. This is BS. You guys are terrible at your job.
Jeez.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did.
That's awesome. That's
the best line of the whole thing. We are not going to apologize.
You know, it's absolutely great because in 2019, there's this feeling.
It's
amongst
the wussification.
It is, and it's amongst the media where you have to apologize for everything. Why do you have to apologize for everything? Sorry, it doesn't always go your way. I mean,
and
these guys are trying to save lives. This is important information. These are tornadoes. It's not like a hurricane that, you know, we get days and days of notice.
No.
I mean, this is a tornado in the middle of the night. I mean, it's dark outside. You don't know exactly what's going on.
And can you imagine, too, had they not done the split screen and the tornado touched down and something happened to these men that are calling and complaining about it?
I just think it's absolutely awesome.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did.
Jeez, I just love that. I'm going to make that my voicemail greeting.
You should. I love it.
It's just going to go right to, tonight, I will not be apologizing for what I did.
I'm sure your wife will love that.
She'll absolutely love that. Dustin Lynch is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Like Louisiana. The police are looking for a woman who went to Walmart earlier this month and stole a shopping cart full of just two things.
Just two things, okay?
It's really the top two reasons why we all go to Walmart. Vodka and toilet paper.
I mean, is not expecting those two things. I don't know why.
This woman knows how to have a good time. I'm just telling you. I don't even know her, but this woman knows how to party.
Vodka and TP. Okay.
We know that she's 30 years old because police have footage of her, and they identified her. She's committed other crimes. The value of the vodka and toilet paper that she stole, $800.
Oh, my gosh. That's like, a lot of wiping.
Like I said, this lady knows how to party. All right? This woman knows how to throw a party.
This isn't her first rodeo. You don't just go in and steal $800 worth of toilet paper and vodka.
Knows what she's doing. Indianapolis, Indiana. A man called 911 to report that his Subway sandwich was stolen this past Saturday.
Okay.
Police had no choice but to respond and make an official report.
Ugh.
Details were sketchy, but the sandwich is still missing.
Wow.
Police officer said it was one of the more interesting reports he had ever taken.
I feel bad for police officers in those settings.
Are they doing the $5 footlong still? Or is it $6 now? I think it's $6
now. No, they upped the price.
So it's $6 footlong.
Yeah.
You're calling the police for a $6 footlong.
Yes, and you're wasting their time. They have to go and fill out a report because of you over a sandwich.
Folks, those are nutbags north of Florida. Crazy people, 49 other states. Down here, 100% normal.
I don't know about that, but...
Nutbags north of Florida. It's 99.5 QIK. Kenny Chesney.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie. All right, right now on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, if you've ever seen somebody perform karaoke in the middle of a Category 5 hurricane, then you know it's worth it to go see it. If you haven't, got to see it for the first time.
Okay, well, all signs point to that they haven't probably seen this before.
No, there's some crazy people out there.
It was a first for me.
This morning, Melanie performed a Luke Combs song in the middle of a Category 5 hurricane winds.
I tried.
Kevin brought in his leaf blower, 250 miles an hour, and she performed it. I think you did a great job. Here's
Thank
some
you.
Of the audio. Sounds dangerous. There we go. It just sounds dangerous. Think about on the Weather Channel when you see footage of these dangerous storms.
Awesome.
Right? You see footage of these dangerous storms. This is what it sounds like when they go to like the guy who's, you know, on the scene.
Yeah, they always find the windiest beach,
right.
The windiest corner where the street sign is blowing over. Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It's just, they're like, we're going to go to Bob, who's out on the beach.
Get in that microphone.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, Bob's on the beach.
So tomorrow you're up, right?
Yeah, 7:10 tomorrow. We'll give you more gift cards, tropical smoothie. And I don't know what song I'll be singing, but we'll figure it out tomorrow morning. And you'll have to guess what it is, but it's Category 5 karaoke. Listen, we're doing this because it's important. Storm season starts this Saturday.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already here.
And so tax-free starts Friday. You'll have a week tax-free for hurricane prep supplies. So make plans to do that this weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.